good evening. This is Yafia Wangaza, National Chair of the Pacifica National Board Affiliate Task Force, calling to order the meeting of December 11, 2008.
Hi, Madam. Okay, and this is the Secretary Teresa Allen. We're going to do roll call. Chandra Hoffman? No.
But she wrote in and said she couldn't be here.
Okay, well, I'm making... Thank you for reminding me. Just a minute here. Pardon me for this delay here. Okay. Excused. All right. Ernesto Chakin? Not here. Alan Minsky? Not here. Jan Goodman? No. Ray LaForest? No. Sean Rhodes? No. Bernardo Colombo? No. Teresa Allen? Yes. Sandra Rawline? No. Deb Shapto? No. Afia Wangaza?
Here.
Thank you. Dina Colbert?
Here.
Okay. And Ursula Rudenberg is...
Excused.
Rip Robbins? No. Lori Taguma? No. Okay. So we have three people, and the next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda, and let me just tell you what is on the agenda right now. Roll call, approval agenda, approval of minutes, which I think we would request to have postponed, the report of the task force chair, an issue of a condolence letter from the task force, status of affiliate director applications, confirm the next scheduled meeting and adjourn, and then go into a strategic planning session and executive session. That's the agenda.
I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I would move that we approve the agenda, Madam Chair.
Oh, thank you. Are there any objections to approving the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda has been approved. Next item.
The report from the task force chair, Madam Chair. Oh, I'm sorry. Correction, Madam Chair. Approval of minutes. I move that we postpone the approval of the minutes until the January meeting.
Are there any objections to postponing the minutes until the January meeting? Hearing none, the motion passes. Next item?
Task Force Chair report, Madam Chair.
Okay. The primary focus of at least the PMB at this point is largely the financial condition of Pacifica and attempting to address it both in the short and long term. The National Finance Committee has proposed and the PMB authorized application for a loan of up to $1 million. There has been a proposal that the Los Angeles station be used as collateral. The PMB has not yet approved the loan as we understand it, has been approved by the lending institution, but not accepted by the PMB. And there are significant concerns that while the National Finance Committee has proposed borrowing this money and securing it with the Los Angeles station's property, it has not, in fact, offered strategy for repaying it, which puts the property at even greater risk than would ordinarily be the case. And furthermore, that there appear to be other ways of generating income that have not been used, ranging from a more effective collections from pledges and coming up with increasing the listenership in the given areas, as well as other short-term efforts. So there is significant concern. Furthermore, the Los Angeles board and listenership is vehemently opposed to their property, their station being used to collateralize a loan which for which such care has not been taken, and with and in which their concerns have not been taken into consideration, and by which they feel that they would are unnecessarily put at risk. Also, among other things, to the actions to be considered is that a significant amount of the financial hardship of the foundation comes from legal matters and attorney's fees and damages that no effort has been made to address that issue. And the foundation is at significant risk at this point in time in that it does not have an HR director and is operating only with an interim. Executive director, as represented by Sherry Gendelman, board chair, acting as executive director. So that a key area is resulting in the foundation experiencing long-standing and continuing exposure that no provisions, in fact, no discussion has been made for addressing. There has been discussion. In fact, there was a committee that was a working group that was formulated for the purposes of identifying and recommending turnaround experts that would be available to, would be hired to assist Pacifica in identifying and addressing the difficulties of the foundation. The fact that the foundation has been unable to identify and hire and retain an executive director in apparently over the past 3 years, and that the problems that plague the organization are long-standing problems that are resulting in the not just the financial difficulties of the organization, but the organization being able to heal itself and to function as a healthy organization indicates that there needs to be some outside intervention, ideally short of the Attorney General of the State of California, in order to move the foundation to a healthy footing financially and culturally. so that it can begin to address and live up to its mission as well as meet its financial obligations. And a part of that also has to do with having a healthier, more effective board. There have been some objections to having a turnaround, experts to come in and assist, make with references to previous efforts to bring in, as one critic put it, outsiders. The discussion as to whether or not a turnaround expert will be hired, and if so, which of two it'll be, is still ongoing and will be a part of the discussion on this upcoming Sunday's meeting, as it was of this past Sunday's meeting. In the meantime, we were informed that the general managers have been talking among themselves and coming up with the proposal. I raised the question of the lack of involvement of the affiliate programs director, and did not get any kind of coherent response or reason as to why Ursula was not included in these discussions, especially since the archives was being included, and the affiliates program is clearly the most productive and least expensive of the profit centers for Pacifica. So it would seem to me satisfying the needs of the affiliates to make sure that we keep paying money as a group would be something that would obviously be done in order to protect that income stream. So I don't, you know, it smacks of the general disregard and disrespect that affiliates are subjected to. It's like we're like ATM machines. We just, you know, give up this money to Pacifica to keep Pacifica alive, and Pacifica has no obligation to the affiliates, or doesn't recognize the significant contribution both technologically and in terms of content that affiliates have to offer, and in fact do bring to Pacifica's programming. So it's kind of insulting in addition to being inefficient. And I will continue
Are
to
other
raise
staff members present besides archives?
No.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I didn't hear your question.
Are other staff Pacifica staff members present other than archives?
Just archives and general managers from the five stations. As I understand, I think what's-her-face, Sherry. Sherry Gendelman, board chair, meets with them also. As she reported, has been meeting with them on a weekly basis. I don't know whether they have meetings among the general managers have meetings among themselves in addition to that or not. But,
May I ask you if ARC if Ursula Rudenberg is included in those weekly meetings?
No, that's what you're saying.
No, that's my point. That Ursula Rudenberg is not included, and when I asked about it and objected to her not being included, Sherry was not able to give any reasonable response. So I will continue to raise that. One of the points that the proposed or recommended turnaround specialist made was the fact that that the affiliate program director should be included in such discussions, in that everybody and every aspect of the network and its affiliates should be consulted in order to get the broadest input and the greatest buy-in to ensure the highest probability of success of turning around the station. So, the network, rather, I'm sorry. So, it's not clear where it's going to go from here. There is a slight majority, as in most contested matters on the board, that support the turnaround specialist being hired and breaking this logjam that keeps the foundation spinning, basically. It's kind of like a boat with one oar, and it just keeps going around in the same circle. So hopefully that will be resolved or come closer to resolution on Sunday evening. And I do urge people to listen to the stream and to email, make input to the board. There are some people who have begun doing that, and I think the more people who do, the better it's going to be. So, are there any other questions?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just gonna put in my minutes that basically you brought us up to date on the current financial and legal issues before the foundation, including this concern that the general managers have been meeting with the affiliate, the archives director, but for some reason the affiliate task force coordinator has not been invited to participate.
Right. Thank you. Next item.
The next item on the agenda is an item of condolence, I believe, for the passing of Vicki Sansa.
Yes. And I thought that we should have while some people have sent their individual condolences, I think that we should have one to come from the task force. As I understand it, Vicki was one of the first two affiliate directors.
Yes, and even before that, she was instrumental in writing items for the bylaws and developing the whole program for the foundation.
Okay. So I wanted to get permission to approval to do that, number one, and number two, to ask if someone would volunteer to do that. To draft it.
Is this something that you want to go to WMNF or to go to the family or to whom?
Well, I think it should go to both.
Okay. And you want it on just on a regular sympathy card, or you want it more formally written up, like in a letter?
Well, there, I think all we need to do is put something in writing on the listserv to WMNF and ask them to pass it along to the family.
I would agree with that. I think that's probably the most efficient way of doing it.
So on the listserv that goes to all of the affiliates or GRC, or what listserv are you talking about?
You can send it directly to WMNF.
Okay.
Yeah, with the, and I think with a copy of it to a copy going on the listserv so that our membership knows that we did it.
To the PNB? Does the PNB, I mean, are they capable of sending a letter of condolence also?
Well, they should, but I wasn't thinking about the PNB. I was thinking about the affiliate listserv.
Yeah, we can ask Ursula to do that.
So are we asking Ursula to do this?
No. We're writing it, but we can ask her to put it on the listserv that goes to all the managers.
Okay. Okay. If I understand this correctly, this is a letter that's going to WMNF.
It's just a short, you know, response.
Well, I don't mean to dump it on you, but would you do it since you seem to know exactly what needs to be done? Or
I'll do a draft and send it to the committee here, and they can, who wants to finalize it.
Okay. That would be helpful, and I'll follow up from there.
Right. If you send it to me, I will also make any additions or changes to it and send it back as quickly as I can. So I'll be on the lookout for it. And then we're going to ask...
We're going to forward it to her station with a copy of it to Ursula for forwarding to our to the affiliates so that the affiliates know that we took the action on behalf of the affiliates.
Okay. Okay, so we will CC the affiliate coordinator to forward on to the affiliates.
Exactly.
Okay.
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 Next item?
Next item is to the status of the affiliate director application. I have spoken with the chair of the PNB, Sherry Gendelman. She said that there are three applications. And to the best of her ability, it's on the agenda to be covered on this Sunday. Now, to me, that did not sound like the interviews would be scheduled this Sunday. And I guess I need to clarify a little. I guess I need to make another call and clarify that. So I'd like to know when the interviews will be held, because when we did it, when I was on the national board, we scheduled interviews, and any director could get on and interview the candidates. So she says it's on the agenda for the Pacifica National Board this Sunday.
Is this the last meeting of the Pacifica National Board before the end of the year?
No, she is planning to have board meetings for the next three Sundays.
I'm not quite sure what...
Because according to the bylaws, it has to be done and voted on before the first of the year.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what they're intending to do at this meeting. She said it's on the agenda, and I suppose, well, she told me that she was going to do everything possible to make sure that this got handled. So I'm assuming that she's she will tell the national board that we have three candidates, and they will schedule a interviews that people can participate in. And then if that were done, then it, the national board could vote on it the following meeting.
Yeah.
Is there something?
On this last call, David and I received notices of the numbers to call in. And then, so when David called in, Sherry instructed him to wait, and we would, and someone from the PMB would call him at such time as the interview was to be done. So my guess is that that's the procedure that she has in mind. Call my excusing myself, and then his being called, excuse me, and interviewed, and then I would be interviewed, or maybe I would be interviewed and then excuse myself, and then he would be interviewed. It's not clear what.
So, are you thinking that the interview will be actually during the PNB meeting? Because the way we did it before was, there was a separate meeting, and if you were, I mean, it would not interfere with any other items.
That's my guess. That's my guess. So, I don't know. You know, we'll find out.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make some phone calls to see if perhaps, well, I would hate to think that interviewing the affiliate directors would keep the national board from doing other items on that agenda on Sunday.
Well, that's up to the chair, right?
True. But I would hate the other items on the agenda to keep the directors from being interviewed, or the applicants from being interviewed also.
Well, I think that, I mean, we can speculate all night. You'll have to call Sherry back and see what how she's proposing to handle it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry I didn't get all of the answers, but I've been told that there are three applications and that she is expecting to expedite it, so we will have two directors selected within the time frame specified. And Afia, I wish you the best of luck. I will do what I can to tell people that you have served as a superb chair. So are you
Thank
asking
you.
About the next meeting?
Yes.
The next meeting is scheduled for the second Saturday in January, which is the second Thursday in January, which is January the 8th.
Okay. Okay. So,
okay. So, Madam Chair, I move that we adjourn this meeting and reconvene in executive session for strategic planning.
And I would, are there any objections to adjourning and convening an executive session? If there is not, hearing no objection, then I will, then we are adjourned, and I would urge, first of all, I want to thank our listeners and urge continued participation, and that whatever suggestions that listeners might have for strategic planning, determining the status and setting the agenda for the task force for the year 2009, that they forward them to me at the PMD.
Okay.
Thanks again. Good night.
All right, and Madam Chair, I guess technically this is the last meeting of this body for the term of service for this past year. So I want to thank you very much for serving as chair, because I suppose at our next meeting we will have perhaps new people, and we'll be needing to think about who will be running for chair and secretary and such.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to mention also, I looked back into some of the minutes, and I know that we don't have very many people tonight. I think that people have holiday obligations, and also there are lots of other meetings and special concerns of the foundation right now. But when I look at some of the other meetings, there have been other meetings where there were not very many people. Perhaps we shouldn't have even needed to have a meeting in December, but I want to thank everyone for their participation and tell you not to be discouraged because we've only had three people here tonight, because we're all very busy and we are actually getting a lot accomplished despite the fact that we might not have a lot of people on the call.
Well, I don't measure the success or the necessity of a meeting or an event based on the level of participation. I always figure the people who can best benefit are the people who come. I do think it's important, though, that we get the minutes completed and posted so that we have a record that other people can build on and continue to move forward on a specific agenda. I think that that's really, really important. And, you know, even if we had, and we've had up to 15 people on a call, so even if we had 15 people every week, it's still only three or four, if you're lucky, five or six people out of that group that actually does the work. So,
well, that is my fault, Madam Chair. I guess ever since the hurricane, I have been particularly just disoriented. And
well, that's understandable, and I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying, don't let it get off of your radar.
Well, I swear, Madam Chair, I will try to be better. And please don't listen to the stream of the past meetings where I've sworn in those meetings. I fully expect that I will be sending you an email soon with lots of attachments of these minutes.
Okay.